This video is going to be what I think the IT specialists refer to as a multimedia presentation. So we're all going to have to concentrate very hard, especially me, as I struggle to cope with the technology. I've been around for a long time. I know you'll be surprised by that, but it's true. And I've learned that there are two words which cannot be uttered in public without causing a tremendous amount of trouble. Indeed, I'm confident that if I use those two words on this video, it'll be only a matter of hours before the video is removed. The Chinese government banned my books, all of my books, because of one article I wrote on this subject, using these two words, for a Chinese newspaper, where I had a column. So I'm going to use alternative words. For the purpose of this video, and this is where the multimedia stuff starts, I shall use the word when I mean that word, okay? And I shall use the word when I mean that word, okay? I'll just do that very quickly again because I really enjoy this multimedia stuff. I shall use that word when I mean that word, and I shall use that word when I mean that word. Okay? Anyone who says I'm not in touch with modern technology is now completely off the wall. This little bit of sleight of hand should, I hope, keep this video on air until one of the army privates working for the government bothers to listen to the whole thing instead of deleting it because the title or the keywords are in breach of security regulations. The full text of the video will of course be available on my website with some suitably positioned asterisks to ensure that the censors aren't troubled and don't have sleepless nights. So that's the introduction over with, now for the nitty-gritty, as they say. Some years ago, I wrote a book about stuff and about stuffing programs. I filled the book with information that I collected from medical journals and medical books. I've been studying stuff for half a century or so. I ended the book by pointing out that my view is that stuff is unsafe and worthless and that I wouldn't allow myself to be stuffed again. I added that this was a purely personal view, and since I was determined to be completely fair to the other point of view, I stressed that mine is not a view shared by the majority of doctors, nurses, health visitors, journalists, and war criminals. I suggested that readers should make their own judgments based on all the available evidence, and I strongly recommended that anyone who was contemplating being stuffed should discuss the issue with their own medical advisor. The bottom line is that I do not advise anyone not to be stuffed or not to have a child stuffed, because I'm merely an author. I'm medically qualified, medically trained, but it's not my job to tell people what to do. My role as a writer is to provide information which isn't provided by the government or by the medical establishment, and to give some idea of the sort of questions which readers might like to ask when considering a stuffing program. So, before you allow your doctor to stuff your child or yourself, you might like to ask him or her these essential questions which I wrote for my book. I wrote these in 2001, but they're as valid now as they were then. Question number one, how dangerous is the disease for which the stuff is being given? Exactly what are the chances that the disease will kill or cripple? Question two, how effective is the stuff? Question three, how dangerous is the stuff? Exactly what are the chances that it will kill or cripple? Question four, what side effects are associated with the stuff? Question five, which patients should not be given the stuff? Question six, will you guarantee that this stuff will protect me or my child? If not, exactly what protection will it offer and for who? Question 7. Will you guarantee that this stuff will not harm me or my child? If not, exactly how risky is it? Question 8. Will you take full responsibility for any ill effects caused by this stuff? Question 9. is the stuffing essential? Finally, I suggested to readers of my book on stuffing that they should ask their doctor to sign a note confirming what he or she had told them. If your doctor or nurse wants to stuff you, I wrote, though obviously I didn't use the word stuff in the book, if your doctor or nurse wants to stuff you, ask him or her to confirm in writing that the stuff is both essential and safe and that you're healthy enough to receive it. You may, I warned, note his or her enthusiasm for the stuff, and indeed your company, suddenly diminish. Ask your doctor or nurse to give you written confirmation that he or she has personally investigated the risk-benefit ratio of any stuff they are recommending, I suggested, and that, having looked at all the evidence, they believe that the stuff is safe and essential. How could any honest, caring, well-informed doctor or nurse object to signing such a confirmation, effectively accepting responsibility if things go wrong? Similarly, I suggested that parents who are worried about having their children stuffed should ask their doctor or nurse to sign a form taking legal responsibility for any adverse reaction. I pointed out that they might find doctors and nurses slightly reluctant to do this. It's important, by the way, to remember that most of the doctors, including nearly all the GPs, who write and speak in favour of stuffing, are making money out of it. On the other hand, doctors who oppose or even question stuffing don't stand to gain anything, but are, on the contrary, putting their careers at risk. It's true that I've written a book about stuff. Writing books is what I've done for a living for many decades, but to be honest, I wish I hadn't written this one. Although I did my very best to make it a fair book, albeit with a conclusion, it's brought me a considerable amount of trouble and abuse, and I've often thought of taking it off the market, but decided that doing that wouldn't stop the abuse I receive. Daring to question the value of stuffing has led to all my books being banned in some countries. For example, as I said earlier, my books are now not available at all in China, where they'd once been bestsellers. In my book, I suggest that readers ask the doctor responsible for the stuffing to tell them the batch number of the stuff. And I suggested that they keep the name of the doctor, the date and time, and the batch number of the stuff, and the surgery or clinic address. Lawsuits against doctors, drug companies and the government usually fail because people don't have this information. These days, of course, drug companies have managed to obtain an absence of liability. Heaven knows how or why. I'm very well aware that there are two sets of opinions about stuff. I'm also aware that as someone medically qualified who doesn't believe that the stuff has been proven safe or effective, I'm a member of a disappearing minority. By giving my point of view about stuff, I've attracted a phenomenal amount of abuse. I've lost count of the number of websites containing lies and blatant misinformation about me. My doubts about stuff and the fact that I pointed out that there's no evidence proving stuff to be both safe and effective have made me very unpopular and have resulted in my being widely vilified. Governments around the world have in recent years made a very exaggerated effort to silence all the critics of stuffing. I strongly suspect that none of those critics has ever read my book or articles about stuff. Some of my fiercest critics have boasted that they've never read anything I've written. I've always based my views on solid facts, and I've never tried to persuade anyone to accept my opinions without considering both points of view. However, the supporters of stuffing tend to take a very one-sided view. They're right, and that's an end to it. They aren't interested in facts or boring evidence. I would add that on many occasions over the years I've offered to debate the subject of stuffing live on network television or radio with the whatever the government's chief medical officer was at that moment. Indeed, I offered to debate with any 12 medically qualified stuffing supporters all at once, but these offers have always been rejected. The medically qualified supporters of stuffing are adamant that they're right, but they're not adamant enough to be prepared to argue or to defend their point of view in public. I find that strange. I'd have thought that if they were confident in their position, they'd have welcomed the opportunity to try to shoot me down and to prove that the stuff they advocate so enthusiastically is both completely safe and completely effective. After all, Their confidence is so great that their constant instruction to the public is that everyone should get stuffed a good many times by their doctor. Thank you for watching, and thank you for your support and encouragement as usual. Please copy and share the videos. If you want to put on a translation, that's fine. Try and make it accurate if you can. If my videos disappear, please go to my website to find out where you might be able to see them. The transcripts of all my videos, including the banned ones, are always on my website, www.vernoncolman.com. Thank you again for watching An Old Man in a Chair. This video has not been monetized. I haven't authorized any ads, and there's no sponsorship. If you want to see more videos from me, please subscribe to my channel, because the videos aren't always easy to find. Let's spread the truth together. Thank you again for watching.